Report: Former CIA director admitted the Dirty 51 intel letter discrediting Hunter Biden laptop was political. By Paul Bois on May 16, 2023. Former CIA director John Brennan has reportedly admitted the political motives behind the letter from 51 former intelligence officials discrediting the Hunter Biden laptop story as Russian disinformation. A new report from Fox News indicated Brennan told the House Judiciary Committee behind closed doors the letter was political. Brennan sat for a four-hour interview and he further confirmed that this thing was all political. Chairman Representative Jim Jordan, RO, told Jesse Waters. Jordan recounted his allegation that then-Biden campaign adviser Antony Blinken was the impetus behind the letter, which he said was organized in part by former CIA Deputy Director Michael Morell, who testified before the Judiciary Committee earlier in May. Jordan reiterated his assertion that those involved in the letter wanted to give then-candidate Biden a talking point for his NBC debate against Trump. Jordan said the political motivations were readily apparent because it gave the Biden campaign a clear talking point that would not have been needed if the laptop were a hoax. And he presented it as if it was all organic, just Shazam. It just happened out of the goodness of all these individuals' hearts. They wanted to do this as if there was no political motivation whatsoever. And we know that was not accurate, Jordan said. Jordan also criticized the assertion from his colleague, Representative Daniel Goldman, DNY, who said following Brennan's testimony the former CIA director is exactly what we hope for in our public servants. Goldman even went as far as to say the hearing was an infringement on the First Amendment that this investigation is going on. Brennan was a private citizen when he wrote this letter. Jordan noted the 51 former intelligence officials who called the laptop a Russian information operation labeled themselves by their former titles. Mr. Goldman talked about public servants, Jordan said. We expect public servants not to use their title to influence an election. As Breitbart News reported, at least 11 of the signatories on the spy letter discrediting the Hunter Biden laptop story as Russian disinformation have scored numerous visits to the Biden White House. The Washington Examiner reported Wednesday that between October 2021 and January 2023, at least 11 of the letter signers visited the White House a total of 24 times, according to visitor logs, said the report. The signatories' visits to the Biden White House underscore that the purpose of the letter was to help Joe Biden win the presidency, according to the recent testimony of one of its drafters, former Deputy CIA Director Mike Morell. Paul Roland Bois joined Breitbart News in 2021. He also directed the award-winning feature film, Exemplum, which can be viewed on Tubi, Google Play, YouTube Movies, or Vimeo On Demand. Follow him on Twitter at ProLandFilms or Instagram at ProLandFilms.